paradise and put up a fucking lie. Welcome to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf, and this is the weekly radio show about all things food, brought to you from Sonoma County, not just wine country, but farm country. And anybody who knows me knows that I truly believe this is blessed cheese country. This, today's show, is all about the California Artisan Cheese Festival. It's the 20th anniversary of something that I was happy to be part of starting in a semi-abandoned apple orchard by the Russian River 20 years ago. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But what it's grown into because of the wonderful talent and the hard work of many, 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 many people, not just cheesemakers, but a lot of them, but also people who have cheese shops, people who are chefs, people who are involved in all aspects of what can we call it? Cheeseria, cheese life, that it's really been grown into something really wonderful. And it's going to be 3 days. It's going to be in March 2021-22. Let's see if I get that right. And it's going to be not only all over farm country, but also at our wonderful fairgrounds. And we're going to be talking about the big market day. But one of the reasons we're talking about it now, I believe this is February, let me just check, is because it sells out. All aspects of this sell out. So I always try to do a show early in the process of when tickets and everything is on sale so that our local folks could be sure to be there, because the folks from out of town do like to come. We love to have them, but it's limited in numbers for everything they do. The farm tours are limited. The seminars are limited. Even the marketplace is limited, so that it's not cheek by jowl. Is that the right term? Yeah. So that it's comfortable enough and you can really do it. So joining me first on the phone is Luciana Villanueva. She is the president of the California Artisan Cheese Guild. And welcome, Luciana.
Thank you so much, Clark, for having me. And I'm thrilled to be here and thrilled to share our passion for cheese.
Well, now, Luciana, start by telling us, you're from Gus's Community Markets. I mean, this is it just makes me smile to just hear the words. Tell us what you do and tell us the big picture about the festival.
Absolutely. I serve as the cheese director of Gus's Community Market. We are a family-owned and community market with 5 locations in San Francisco. And working there is like working at a mashup between grocer rock star and My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's a blast, and I just love my team. I love the owners, and I love our community. And there we get to chat about the local cheese. We are sitting on some of the most talented folks. I love this Artisan Cheese Festival for many reasons. It showcases the farm tours and the hard work that it takes. It showcases talent that we have. Laura Werlin is doing a mashup class between cheese and caviar. Janet Fletcher is going to be showcasing cheese and beer, which is just a phenomenal pairing. And we have the Art of Raclette. We're at Marketplace. We're going to have over 100 vendors and things to try and live music. And I don't want to tip any hats, but there's going to be some new products there from our local producers. I am so excited for Point Reyes, and I'm not going to steal your thunder, Jill.
Yeah.
But she's going to have some really cool new things. We Keith from William Cofield, he has brought Alamar, his company in Minnesota.
Okay,
talk about Good Thunder. Okay, Good Thunder is going to be a washed rind that is washed with a local brewery. Death and Taxes is the beer. And he's going to have it for us to try in the Apricity. And then there's a new producer in town, and Just Creamery, and one of their fresh cheeses, their farmer's cheese, is actually up for the Good Food Awards. It's a finalist.
Wow.
So talk about talent, talk about fun, talk about Yummyville, Roldanville won.
You really have to cheer up about these things. You know, you're depressed about cheeses. Listen, what's the website? How do we get tickets? Where do we go to get tickets? I believe sometimes they're sold directly, but what's the website for getting tickets to the California Artisan Cheese Festival, which is on March 2021-22?
Exactly. It is so easy. Artisancheesefestival.com. gusscommunitymarket.com.
I love that. And you know, one of the things that I really love about the festival is that you get to go out into the farm. You get to do a lot of different things. But the thing that I get to host on Sunday morning, Bubbles and Bites, is a preview. It means that if you buy a little bit more expensive ticket, which, by the way, really does help the entire cheese industry, helps us have good food, then you get to come in early. You get to have some special bites. Jill is going to be speaking. We're going to have other things to talk about and little previews and whatnot. And you get to go into the marketplace early, like an hour early. We take you, we trot you over there, and suddenly it's a couple of hundred people in a place that's going to have 1,500 people in a little while. So it's a really wonderful thing. All right, so what are you particularly excited about and looking forward to as your new position, what's the word, ages, matures, becomes affinaged in the coming year or so with the Guild?
Oh, Clark, it is so wonderful to be part of this cheesy community. The board that we currently have, the breadth and depth, we have got producers. We've got from Cal Poly, Dr. Carmen Lison, who is, you know, also part of the Pacific Coast Coalition. We've got producers. We've got retailers. Brandon from the Cheese Parlor, who's going to be commandeering Artist Reflect. Not only do we have depth, but we've also created this new webinar. It's called the Curd Chronicles. And the first, and it's free for now, so please come check it out. The first one we had, Dr. Carmen and myself led about the hot trends at the Fancy Food Fair.
Right.
This next one in February that we're still working out is the life of a herds manager. Like, what does a herd manager do?
You know, it's really lovely because, I mean, these are old fashioned, these are traditional, these are ancient practices that there was a big story in the Press Democrat the other day about how they're looking for goats and sheep to eat away the grasses in the spring so that we don't have a bad fire season. I mean, this is 2026. It was last week. I have friends who did this 30 years ago, and it's coming back because everything old is new and everything goat is delicious. All right, listen, this is Luciana Villanueva. She's the president of the California Artisan Cheese Guild. You're calling us from San Francisco. Is that where you are on location today?
That is, I'm actually at Haight Street Market. So I'm in the colorful part of San Francisco.
I was going to say, I lived in San Francisco from 1972 to 1982, and have I got stories to tell? All right, well, listen, we're going to let you go. I'm going to let these wonderful people here in the studio tell us a little bit more. But thank you so much for all you do. Don't go away. You can stay on and listen if you want to. And there might be a question. Jill's been dying to ask for, you know, I think you owe her $10. No, I'm kidding. I'm going. Let me welcome the people in our studio now. Jill Giacomini-Bosch. I mean, Jill, we've known each other since minutes after you started making cheese, right?
Mm-hmm. Since 2000, at least.
Right, yes. And this is your family's cheesemaking 25th anniversary.
Yes. Well, we actually just completed the 25th anniversary year, so we're in 26
years
of celebrating this right now in January, February. It's been a wild ride, Clark. Who would have thought that back in 2000, our little dream of starting to make blue cheese on our dairy farm in Point Reyes would, you know, expand and succeed like it has.
And I have to say, first of all, I want to mention that Jill and her family are all being honored by Northern California Public Media at the 4th Annual Food and Wine Awards, Stars of Food and Wine Awards. And, you know, I have to say, this is an organization that has honored Alice Waters and Joy Sterling and Albert Strauss. And this year, the big honoree, the grand honoree is Mike Thompson. Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. And that's, by the way, the night of the Cheese Festival. It's Saturday night at Sonoma State University. So I will be going from university to fairgrounds and back and forth. And we get to honor your family and all that you guys. And the thing that amazes me, and please understand, you guys keep coming up with things. And I like every one of them. That doesn't happen. I mean, they usually somebody who feels compelled to come out because people feel like they need to. New product. Some of them hit, some of them don't. But every single time you make a new cheese, we want to eat it.
Well, you know, there's two reasons for that. One is, I guess there's three. One, we're very methodical and very careful You know, we walk before we run. We've said that for 26 years now.
Yep.
Number two, we have an amazing, amazing cheese-making team led by Cuba Hemmerling, our VP of Operations.
He was here in the studio not long ago. Wonderful guy.
Yes, a true, true artisan craftsman. And everyone that works on his team is so dedicated and passionate about making great cheese. But then there's also the obvious reason, and it's the milk.
Yeah.
You know, we live in such a beautiful, wonderful area for dairy. And because we are stewards of the land and we take care of our animals humanely and responsibly, we produce great quality milk. When I say we, I mean everyone in the North Bay community.
Yes, it really does take that, not just village, but the countryside and the grasses and all the rest of it. Your dad was raising these cows for many years, and then that got difficult. You all went off to do careers of your own. You all came home and said, blue cheese. Maybe not in exactly that order, but I want to quickly say, you said something so important. It's not just what you make when you make food. It's what you decide that is never going to leave the kitchen. That's just not quite right. That's not who we are. And so when it comes to the general public and say, here is our wonderful food that we want you to share, you're all, as a family, as farmers, as cheesemakers, as business owners, as community members, sure, this is something you want to share. All right, when we come back, Vivian Strauss is going to tell us how to get on the map. We're going to talk more about the Artisan Cheese Festival. And we're going to thank Luciana, and we'll be eating cheese right back here at the table. I'm Clark Wolf, and I'm here with Vivian Strauss, founder of CheeseTrail.org, and the manager of the Strauss Home Ranch. Welcome, Vivian. It's always good to see you.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I mean, I'm sorry. I was so distracted by the smell of that cheese. It smells so good. You need to have your map have scratch and sniff. That's what I think.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
No, it's not, actually. It's not at all. Vivian, explain to everybody, number one, what the cheese map is all about, and number two, how it fits perfectly with the Artisan Cheese Festival.
The Cheese Trail map, which you can get, it lists all the California cheesemakers that are open to the public in some way or another, whether they have a farm tour, a retail shop, or just even one tour a year. And we print this map and update it once a year. And if you grab it, which it will be free at the Artisan Cheese Festival at the Sunday Marketplace, come by our booth and we'll give you one. And it is a way to get people back on the farm. And if you want to save farms, and the best way you can do that is eat cheese.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. You know, when I was working on a book that came out in 2008 in time for the recession called American Cheeses, that's with a C, not a J, I had visited almost 80 cheesemakers all over America. And many of them are still in business, which is makes me very, very happy, because I really wanted to have things that were benchmark. And that's what happens, right? Is that, yes, cheesemakers come and go, but when somebody like you says, we'd like to put you on a map, they will schedule that once a year or twice a year a visit possibility, won't they?
It's really true, because in the beginning, when I first hit the map in 2011, there were maybe four cheesemakers open to the public.
Yeah.
And they realized really quickly that it made people buy more cheese, because they knew they were there and people had adventures and experiences. So now, like I said, in 2026, we'll have 42 cheesemakers open.
And all over California?
All over California.
I mean, 42, that's plenty, right? That's plenty to go visit.
Can I just say that just last week or a couple weeks ago, I went to visit nuns making cheese in the mountains of Tehachapi Mountains.
Yeah.
So if you want to have an adventure, this is the way to do it.
Well, you know, nuns have been making cheese for a long time. Monks have been making cheese for a long time. That's why we have missions in California, right? They made cheese, they rolled it around and paid their taxes with it. They, you know what I mean? And they also made brandy and, you know, apparently whoopee. But I think that there's a strong tradition in that. And what's interesting is in California, Jill was saying the milk is so good. I visited a cheesemaker in Pennsylvania, I think it was, and it was an intentional community. They really lived a certain way, and they had cows for the manure for the farming, and they thought they should use the cow's milk for cheese because, after all, it was there. And they made the cheese the same exact way every day, and the cheese was different every day, and it drove them nuts. And I said to them, no, 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 what I've learned from cheesemakers is if you want cheese that's the same every day, you have to do something different because nature. Jill, talk about that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'd like to believe that the artisan cheesemaker is embracing, you know, the nuance and the range of flavor that happens seasonally. I mean, there are certainly some cheeses that are made only with, you know, winter milk or spring milk, and that's specific to the type of recipe that they're using and the variety that they're intending. But many of us are making cheese, you know, as a business, and so we're needing our cheese to be consistent year round. However, the milk itself and the components of the milk are not consistent. And so rather than standardize the milk, I think it's a beautiful, you know, kind of aspect of our community of cheesemakers that we instead celebrate the range of flavor. And that I love that people can say, oh, I think this Toma was made in the spring versus made in the winter. And or not. Or because they
they could just enjoy it.
Yes. And that the craftsmanship of our cheesemakers are just doing other things behind the scenes through curing and aging and time and temperature so that the cheese can be as consistent as possible.
But it's consistent in your style, not right. Consistent exactly, right?
No, we do not make, we don't make commercial cheese.
Thank you.
No, but, go to the dairy wall for that.
No, but we want you to be in business, actually. We want it to be a business. We want it all, mm-hmm. all to be a business. And I think about that. By the way, we're talking about cheese. What a surprise. With Jill Giacomini-Bosch and with Vivian Strauss. We're talking about the California Artisan Cheese Festival. It is March 2021-22, all over the place. Farm tours. And Vivian, what is the website again? I can barely remember it. It's so
complicated. ArtisanCheeseFestival.com.
Yeah, I can almost remember that. How do we find the cheese map when we're not at the festival getting one free?
You know, you can get one. You can download one online. We send them. We also ship them out. And there's plenty of places that just can have the cheese map. Anybody who wants the cheese map, any business, just let us know. We'll bring them.
Well, and how did you make this happen? How did you make this possible? Because, I mean, you know, it's not a small thing, and the art on it is delightful.
It's passion, and a lot of help, because we get a lot of nonprofits who help fund us. You know, California Milk Advisory Board helps us, the Marin County Convention and Visitors Bureau. We have Sonoma Ag and Open Space and American Ag Credit. Those are our sponsors. These are people who give us money.
And that's really wonderful, because in a sense, you're helping them in a circle. You're helping the cheesemaker. You're helping the visitor folk. And I call them visitor folk because there's so many different people involved when we travel all over California. And I always smile when people kind of rag on California. It cracks me up, because I was just in New York City. It was 8 degrees. And then I was in New Orleans, and it was 32, which seemed really toasty, right? And I come back here, and yesterday it was 71. And I haven't been 71 in a while myself. All right, Jill, take us through. We have about 3 minutes, and this that's never enough time with your cheeses, but you have this glorious... What I love is you always do this very natural collection, and you do these wonderful long triangles of cheese. I mean, there are some things that are okay cubed, but I grew up, when I look at cube, it makes me sad. But you cut the ones that are right to do that way, and you have this other wonderful way of presenting them, and in halves and in circles and in wedges. Talk about what's here.
Sure. Well, you know, as we like to say at Point Reyes, that, you know, we make cheese for everyday enjoyment. We don't make cheese for special occasions. We don't make cheese that you only tout out at a dinner party. We want you eating our cheese breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week. So we have different styles. So currently we're making 11 different cheeses, you know, from soft ripened all the way to blue cheese, hard, you know, long aged cheeses. You know, obviously the fresher cheeses are the soft ripened. We have melting cheeses. We have grating cheeses. We're probably most well known for our Point Reyes Original Blue. It's Super Bowl weekend, and we just found out that our blue cheese is all over Levi's Stadium, which is really exciting. It's a mainstay. We kind of refer to it as our flagship, but it's a workhorse in the kitchen because it's such a great blue cheese for all types of cooking applications. But then we have our tried and true Toma line. We have a classic Toma, and then we have three flavors. And that's like your just rock solid melting cheese, whether it's grilled cheese, burgers, paninis, eggs, you know, I mean, Mexican food, you can just use it for any kind of
And there's a strong tradition because it's almost like a town cheese. It's like a cacciotto.
Yeah.
It's right. It's like you need to have some of this on your table at every meal.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was kind of our intent, that we were kind of mimicking these Italian cheeses that are really kind of known as the village cheese,
yes,
you know,
yes,
and that,
exactly.
And that the residents will buy them by the wheel, and they'll enjoy them when they're fresher and more meltable and higher moisture. And then as they age out, they'll start to grate them and then enjoy them after dinner, you know, with the remaining wine in the glass.
There you go.
And, you know, and then when the wheel is gone, then they'll buy another wheel. So that was always our intent with the Toma line. If everybody in the West Marin community would buy a wheel at a time, we would be sitting pretty.
You'd be done. You'd be done. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, when we come back, we're going to go through the rest of the list of the cheeses. And Vivian, I want you to talk to us a little bit about some of the newer additions, because over 40 cheesemakers all over California, that's exciting. We did refer to the nuns. I think they're going to be serving blue cheese at the Super Bowl. No, I don't think so. But there's a lot of story to tell. There's a lot of wonderful food to share. We'll be right back here with a lot of cheese and some wonderful, wonderful people at the table. We are back at the table. I'm Clark Wolf. I'm here with Jill and Vivian, and we're talking cheese. We're talking about the California Artisan Cheese Festival. It is March 20, 21, 22. It's at the fairground, but also all over CaliforniaArtisanCheeseFestival.com. Even I can remember that. Vivian, farm tours, your home ranch is actually open for a tour.
It is. It's really exciting. There's four farm tours this year, and they're so much fun. So the one that's our tour, we will be starting at Point Reyes, which is incredible. So you're going to get to taste all these cheeses that you are now hearing about on the radio.
And I'm eating.
And then they're going to come to our place, and you're going to have lunch at our ranch, which is so beautiful because it's right on Tomales Bay.
Mm.
And we're going to get tastes of Pennyroyal cheese. They make goat and sheep cheese.
Wonderful.
And then they head back to Hydron Meadery for Laura Chanel pairing. And that's, you know, honey wine, sparkling honey wine. So, you know, these farm tours, they're amazing, and they sell out so quickly.
Well, and so is this the only time we can visit Home Ranch?
Yeah, we occasionally do tours. I have to say, we occasionally do cheese tours, but we're very busy. So
yeah. Well, what is going on in the ranch?
We do a lot of weddings there, and
okay.
we have cows in the field.
Exactly. Tell
yes,
people.
The cows are so beautiful. I have to tell you, I go out there to hang out with them, and I just keep hoping that they're going to love me. But, you know, sometimes they just look at me like I'm weird.
Yeah, and they flick their tails like you're a fly. Right? What kind of cows?
They're Holsteins and Jerseys and some crossbreeds, and they're adorable. We have all the teenagers and the dry cows in our place.
See, what I love really is that if you know this community, if you visit this community, cows, right? Sheep and goats and foxes and feral cats and you know, everything you could think of but cows, right? If you ever have driven out Coleman Valley Road from Occidental to the ocean, there'll be one cow on a hillside just looking at you like, what are you doing? Why are you driving? Mm-hmm. Go for a walk. Jill, tell us a little bit about the history of the festival and the Guild.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's 20 years of the festival, and it's also about, 21 years, I believe, of the California Artisan Cheese Guild. And that's, you know, not to be, you know, not noticed. I mean, this is an exciting kind of culmination of all of the hard work of many, many, many volunteers, as you mentioned, that came together with two separate kind of missions and purposes, but yet realized there was a synergy and there was an intent for them to come together at some point. And so the folks behind the Guild, the folks behind the festival, kind of put forth the objective of bringing the two together at some point, because the festival doesn't work without the Guild. The Guild needs income and needs fundraising events throughout the year, so it only made sense for them to work more kind of harmoniously together. And 2024 was the culmination of a lot of work and a lot of effort by many people, and I'd like to point out you yourself, Clark, as one of the founders of the Cheese Guild.
Well, I want to tell that story.
Tom Birdsall, I just want to give him some credit.
Unbelievable. No, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I will tell you what happened was this wanted doing, right? And I got a grant from the Gallo family. And I got three guild bylaws from different cheese guilds around the country, put them together as one, and handed it to a group of people. That was it. And I did that because Sue and Peggy from Cowgirl Creamery said to me that when the Marin Organic Association started, it took them 9 years. It took them 9 years of me. I said, look, what I'm going to do, how do you feel about this? What if I put this all together and hand it to you? Done. 501c3. Done. And then you guys figure out what you want it to be, because that's what I was able to do. And that's what happened. And my dream was always the festival and the guild would go together, but that's not my business. You know what I mean? And to see this over the years, Tom doing it, this Sheraton Petaluma, year after year after, we had more fun in a parking lot than in the history. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, under a tent, folks, under a tent, even in the pouring rain, right? But little by little, yeah. And the festival had to be strong enough. And the guild had to be strong enough. So, yeah, I salute you all, because we all play a part in these things, but it's so wonderful to see them come to fruition, mm-hmm, with such depth of success and also mission. You guys have kept it true.
Mm-hmm. And what's really exciting is that the work isn't done and the passion is still there. And what I'm just really want to give some props to Alyssa Gilbert, the owner of Ollie's Cheese in Oakland, who has just become the Guild's new executive director.
Very exciting.
To shepherd the whole community into the new era of cheese in California, which is just exciting.
And here's the thing about that, and executive directors, and you know about this stuff. Different times you need different personalities and different styles. You know, there are periods of time when there's development and you need that kind of person. There are other times when you just need to be stabilized and that person has to be kind of very low key and let the others do what they're going to do. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think your timing has been very good, and this is the right time for somebody who's really ready to be kind of out there. Plus, I think, you know, when you talked about Vivian, you talked about how many you had to start with. 4? Is that what you said?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And now there's over 40. I mean, this is a moment where you're all doing what you need to do. So you need some pivotal people doing just that thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it takes a village. Yeah. You know, especially when it comes to cheese and promotion. And Vivian is one of our biggest champions.
I love cheese and I love our farms.
Well, and Vivian, so when you decide to add somebody, how does that happen? I mean, I will tell you a quick cheese gossip story. I was in a conversation with a woman who wanted me to advise on a film that was going to have a magic blue cheese. What? But anyway, it was going to be this thing with this famous actor and blah, 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 blah. I was, I think, here in California at the time. An hour later, I got a call from somebody in Vermont saying, is this true that you're going to be doing some film about? I mean, it was like instant, faster than you can melt cheeses, right? How do you find out about new ones?
Exactly the same way, gossip.
Yeah.
I found out about the nuns because somebody emailed us, as a consumer emailed us.
Yeah.
And then another, I used to have another cheesemaker who used to call me up and say, do you know about this and this and this and this?
Love that.
And I'd be like, ooh, this one's going out of business. This one's selling equipment. This one, I need this, you know. It was just on and on. So,
well, I mean, and that takes me back to your newsletter. I mean, you do have things on there where they tell you that there's equipment for sale, mm-hmm, or there's a job for somebody, right? Mm-hmm. Can anyone be part of this newsletter? I mean, you can choose. Can you join the guild and just be part of the guild if you're just a regular person?
Absolutely. Enthusiasts are definitely welcome in the Cheese Guild. But there's also, you know, there's so many forums and groups on social media where you can join and or even just talk to your local cheesemongers. That's where you're going to get a lot of the gossip, is at the cheese counter.
Yes.
You know, form a relationship. It's like, you know, you've got your butcher, your baker, and your cheesemonger, you know.
I love that. Personally, here in Sonoma County, Oliver's, I think, does about the best job. They do an extraordinary job. And all the cheese counters are not alike. Mm-hmm. Each one has a response to the community. And I'll go to one of the Oliver's and I'll think to myself, ooh, the people in this neighborhood are very sophisticated. All right, we'll be right back here. We'll be talking more about cheese and the Artisan Cheese Guild and the Cheese Festival that's coming up in March 2021-22 at the fairgrounds, at Vivian's house, everywhere good. Right back here at the table. We are back at the table. I'm Clark Wolf, and I'm looking at cheese. It's making me happy. You know, if you've ever left a stick of butter, remember that? Unwrapped or slightly unwrapped in the refrigerator overnight, you know how well butterfat and water take on flavor and fragrance. It tastes like old Chinese food. It tastes like, you know what I mean, whatever's in there. So the tradition of having flavors in cheese is eternal. It's something that's very, very normal. It's something that nature does very, very well. Now, what you pair with it is another story. But Jill, you were saying that you have this wonderful, very kind of delicate and balanced truffle brie.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a brand new product coming out for the festival that is very exciting. New. What's it called?
Brie.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's kind of crazy that we started with the truffled version first, which, by the way, just made it as a finalist for the Good Food Awards for 2026. We're really excited. It's had met with a lot of critical acclaim. And a lot of our customers said, well, where's the classic version of just plain brie? And so we brought it to the Fancy Food Fair that was just occurring here in early January in San Diego. And the response was fantastic. So we are going to be officially launching our classic brie at the Artisan Cheese Festival.
See, I love that you're calling it classic brie, and I love that it's from Point Reyes, because a lot of times people call it domestic brie, which sounds like it's been neutered.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I like to call it American brie or Point Reyes traditional
brie. We're actually referring to it as classic brie from California.
Thank you.
We want to get that California milk out there.
Because that's the deal. And the thing about California milk, in my experience, Italian cheeses tend to have a very pleasant sourness. The Vermont cheeses tend to have some butteriness to them. California cheeses, in my experience, have a very fresh milk kind of quality to them. Does that make sense?
Well, we describe it as being very milk forward, very, very creamy and luscious on the palate. And it's a very mild by nature. You know, there is a time and place, whether snacking alone, just the cheese, or you're incorporating it into recipes, where that's what you want. Every cheese doesn't have to be complicated.
And, you know, it also, well, actually, they can be as complicated as they want. It doesn't have to be complicated emotionally or viscerally or tasteful. You know, I like the very famous chef, Jean-Georges Van Gerichten, has wonderful restaurants all over the world. And he had a place, a bistro in Manhattan. I think it might even still be there. Very sophisticated clientele, very sophisticated cooking, you know, recipes, all the rest of the processes. You know what it says on the menu? Beef, fish, you know what I mean? Salmon, chicken, because he knows that the most sophisticated customer wants the same thing that the least sophisticated customer wants. And that is something that tastes good, something that just is. So I love that you're doing. When I started in a cheese shop at the base of Knob Hill in 1976 or 1840, a lady came in and said, do you have any good brie? And I thought to myself, matzah brie? You know what that is? You know what matzah brie is?
Yes.
Matzah brie is, you know, for Passover, you take matzah and you put it in a pan with eggs.
Yes.
And matzah brie is like my mother turning other good foods into terrible food. I'm not teasing, actually. All right, so what else is here?
So anyway, we have our truffle brie on the board here. We also have our quinta, which was our 20th anniversary celebration cheese. We couldn't exactly have a party during the pandemic, so we launched a new cheese, and that's quinta, which is our spruce bark wrapped soft ripened cheese that has the essence of California Bay Laurel infused into the paste, as well as a beautiful crown jewel with the bay leaf on top.
You talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to be scooping out, and this is something you eat with a cracker that you scoop out, or a spoon, or your fingers.
Exactly, yes. You slice the top off and you dig in. It's a cheese that is meant to be shared and conversed around and just enjoyed with a friend or by yourself, but it's definitely a cheese in community, we say.
You have a small version of it. There will be no sharing. There will be no sharing. Although if I don't give Jeff some in a minute, there's going to be trouble.
I love that cheese.
Yeah. Well, and also I have to say, this is the first time I've tasted it in this format, the smaller format.
Mm-hmm.
That's spectacular. This particular format gives a flavor and the texture is always great. But somehow, when you do a cheese like this, there can be variation in the entire wheel. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Over here and over here. This is like a pot of gold.
Yeah.
That's what it is, a pot of gold.
And chefs love it. Restaurants love it because they can just serve it as a standalone cheese for an after-dinner cheese course, let's say, maybe with a little honey or a little preserve or jam alongside of it. And it's just, it does all the work for you.
I think you need a spoon and a knife. The spoon to eat the food and the knife to keep everybody else away.
I like that.
Vivian, what are your favorite cheeses in the world?
I don't want to say that because it's horrible, but I do love that Quinta, I have to say. And I love Mount Tam, and I some of our new cheesemakers are pretty exciting. We have, Mount Etan Creamery, which I love.
Oh, my gosh, he's so good.
He did
a new version. The little one that looked like a little kind of...
Mona?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's doing them in a larger square. And I had a diagonal cut of it the other day. It was the best thing he's ever made. It was astounding. Oh, my God.
I'm not familiar. I guess I have to go to the Artisan Cheese Festival so I can try it.
And when is that?
Oh, March 20th, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. And you actually have to come on the 22nd to the marketplace. And not only you get to taste all this stuff, but folks, you get to come and buy some and take it home, too. All right, we're going to come back for just a few more minutes with these wonderful people talking about these delicious cheeses. But I'll be eating between. Table. I'm still Clark Wolf, and I'm here with Jill Giacomini-Bosch, which I get to do from time to time, and Vivian Strauss, which I also get to visit with, And we're talking about, let's talk about the cheese crawl real quick.
Oh, sure. Yes. On Saturday night of the festival weekend at the Barlow in Sebastopol is, I think it's our fourth year of doing the cheese crawl, which is turned into this incredible viral event where you can buy a very low-cost ticket and you can go visit all the shops and restaurants, but meet cheesemakers along the way.
Right.
And they're all paired either with a chef or with a craft brewer or winery, and there's beautiful bites, and it's just a really fun, and there's live music.
And one of the cheesemakers is right there making cheese right there.
Yes,
William
absolutely.
Cofield is making really mm-hmm. good cheese right there. Mm-hmm. By the way, what's your company's website?
PointRaiseCheese.com, all spelled out.
All right, mm-hmm. we love it. And Vivian, what's your website?
CheeseTrail.org.
See, I love this. We want to remember this. And Vivian, when people want to go to this festival for the first time, what's your inside tip on how to go about it?
Well, first of all, the farm tours are amazing. For me, getting on the farm is the most exciting thing. And you get to meet the cheesemakers and taste the cheese.
And they sell out, folks. Sign up right now.
And then there's all these classes. If you don't know how to serve cheese, there you've got four incredible classes that are very different. That's on Saturday. And then Sunday, you get to meet all the cheesemakers, buy cheese, see how to pair it, because there's all these chocolates and liquors and all sorts of thing and live music. And it's a big party. And it's just fun. And by the way, the Cheese Trail will have some merch at our table that you might be excited to find. Yeah. I won't tell you what it is. Come by and find out.
They are both wearing headphones, and I'm getting this kind of cheesemaker Princess Leia look and thinking that they're looking at me the same way. And Jill, you and I will be starting the day with others. The VIP early entry ticket is Bubbles and Bites that we've done for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great way to get the early access, as you said, into the marketplace, which does get crowded. So, buy the VIP ticket, it's worth it. But we're also going to be telling people how to navigate that marketplace. And we're going to be talking about the individual cheesemakers and giving some tips about tasting cheese and talking to cheesemakers. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. I mean,
we always have such a good time. It's a small program. But there's time to kind of hang out and talk to each other and nibble on what you've been offered. And Jill and I will be walking around talking to people and answering their questions and listening to their stories. Because, the cheeses themselves are absolutely spectacular. And one of the great things about cheeses is they always have so many wonderful stories. You tell wonderful stories, both of you, and you share wonderful stories and great cheeses. And we're so grateful for all that you do. We can't wait to spend the weekend with you. I will be there then, but I will also be back here next time, right back here at the table. Don't it all-
that you don't know what you got till it's gone. You'd be a paradise and put up a fucking lie.